I'm not learning out Karen from Karen, like Rashi, like Yusuf Rashi, like Rashi says. Like you said before, I'm not learning out Karen from Karen. Rather, ani odon Karen mi regel. I'm learning out Karen from regel. The what? Oma b'mokim sheikel ala shein v'la regel. Mazach in Rishus Rabbim, where they were makel on shein v'regel Rishus Rabbim. Hech me the Karen. Still, they said the mazik of Karen is chayiv Rishus Rabbim. Forget about the chatzim nezik part. Stam, I'm learning out from the mokim though. The mokim of Rishus Rabbim is potter for shein v'regel. Still, Karen is chayiv Rishus Rabbim. If so, mokim sheikel ala shein v'regel Rishus Anizik. In the Rishus Anizik, that the Torah was mechayiv. That for your shein v'regel you have to pay. Is Einar Din Shenachma Bekeren? Isn't it for sure a svara to say that Keren should also have a chumadik alochom for Shus HaNizik? So that's the svara to say why it has to pay Nesik Sholem. So see exactly in the Gemara what he changes around now more than from what he said before. Omru Loi, but the Chum say back still, Da Yoy Lovim Min Adin Lios Kenodin, even though you have this Kavachim, it's enough. You can't learn out more than the first place you find it. Mav Rishus Rabim Chatzin Nesik, but still, you're learning it out from Rishus Rabim that Karen is Chayiv Rishus Rabim. There it's only Chayiv Chatzin Ezek still. Is so after Rishus Anizek Chatzin Ezek. For then Rishus Anizek also the lacher is you're only Chayiv Chatzin Ezek. So kids, this is the machlokes Reb Tafin and the Rabbonin. Do you say a svar of Daya or not? Like really, the Kabbal claim is good. Madik Rishus Rabim Karen is Chayiv. Shein Veregel is Poto. So Rishus Anizek that Shein Veregel is Chayiv. For sure, Karen should also be as chayiv as Shein V'regel is. Just Racham say, we say the Svar of Dayu, it's enough, you can't learn out more than from the first place. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Tarfin, lest lay Dayu, is it true that Rebbe Tarfin does know from the Svar of Dayu, it's enough? V'adayu d'iraisu. This is a Svar mid'iraisu to say Dayu. Dayu. Why? The Tanya will learn like this. Midin kavachomer from the kavachomer ketzad. What should I say from the kavachomer? The pasuk says v'yemra Hashem Amosha v'yaviu yorak yorak b'funeho. That is the question after Miriam, like spoke lashon hara, she became a mitzvira. So Kai saw waited for until she healed up. The question: how long did it take Miriam to heal up? So Moshe said like this: Hashem said to Moshe, v'yemra Hashem Amosha v'yaviu yorak yorak b'funeho. If somebody spits in his father, haloti kolim shivas yomim. Won't like you be embarrassed for 7 days, you won't talk to her. If your child spits at you, for 7 days you won't talk to her. If so, kavachayma l'shchina arbosa. It's a kavachayma now that Miriam did something wrong to Hashem, not to the Shechina, so for sure she should have to be wait 14 days. So really Hashem should have made her wait 14 days. Eladaya lovim in adin liyas kenodin. How come she only had to wait 7 days? After 7 days, Chai Yisrael traveled on. She was healed up after 7 days, because instead of svaradayayim, the true it's a kal v'chayma to say that the Shechina should be 14 days, but since you're learning it out from a svara of 7 days, it's not more than 7 days. So you see, you say a svara of Daya, how could the Tafan argue on this? So Mara says like this, Ki les le Daya, when do we say Taka? I mean, when does the Tafan disagree with this svara of Daya, it's enough? Hecha de mifra kal v'chayma. If you're going to say the svara of Daya, then you won't have a kal v'chayma at all. So that you don't say, we rather say the Kal V'chayim and forget about the Svar of Dayai. But Heichad Le Mifra Kal V'chayim. In a case where you're not going to throw away the whole Kal V'chayim, it's Le Dayai. Then we do have the Svar of Dayai. We'll soon explain like this. Hosam over there, Shiva, the Shechina, like Siva. That doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, if you do something wrong, you have to wait 7 days, like from Hashem. So therefore, the Torah doesn't say anything. Ask your Kal V'chayim. You're learning out from the Kal V'chayim, Svar, if you're spitting your father, you have to wait 7 days till he gets over it. So I say Arba also. So true, a Kal V'chayma now would tell us that for the Shechina, if you do something wrong to Hashem, he should have to wait 14 days. So on this, Asiya Dayu, the Svar of Dayu, enough, comes and tells us, Apik Shiva, V'yuki Shiva, take away 7, but still learn 7. So you're still learning something from the Kal V'chayma. In other words, like this, we would not, if you do something wrong to the Shechina, we would not know you have to wait at all. We're learning out, a Kal V'chayma, you should have to wait 14 days. So true, then Dayo says no, don't learn out so long that Miriam should have to wait 14 days, but rather say, Dayo, you're learning it out from the Svarav with your father, so it's enough 7 days. But the Kal V'chayim at least teaches us something of 7 days. Aval Hocha, but over here, Karen. Rishus HaNizik, let's see. Chatzin Nezik Siv. That the Torah says that Karen has to pay Chatzin Nezik, whether it's Rishus Rabim or Rishus HaNizik, there's no difference. So without any Kal V'chayma, we would know for sure Karen has to pay a Chatzin Nezek for Shus HaNizik. If so, what's the whole purpose of the Kal V'Chomer then? The Yosei Kal V'Chomer, the Yaisi Chatzinezik Achrino. The whole Kal V'Chomer is to tell us that for Shus HaNizik, Karen has to pay a Nezik Sholem. Some that Karen should pay a Chatzinezik, I don't need the Kal V'Chomer for that. That I know without the Kal V'Chomer. V'Nasa Nezik Sholem. So therefore, either Rash to Dayo, if you're going to say the Svar of Dayo, it's enough. You're learning it out from Rishus Rav Masoni Chatzinezik. So Rishus HaNizik is also on Chatzinezik. And so Afrik Le Kal V'Chomer. Then you don't need the Kal V'Chomer at all. So that's Rav Tachon Svara. If the Dayo will take away the whole Kal V'Chomer, then we don't say Dayo. Then we rather learn the Kal V'Chomer. So it's time to say that Karen should pay Chatzinezik Rishus HaNizik. I don't need a Kal V'Chomer for that. That I know from the Pasuk. The whole Kal V'Chomer is to tell me that Rishus HaNizik is paid the Nezik Shalom. Therefore, Rav Tachon says, since we have this svar of the Kal V'Chomer, I use the Kal V'Chomer even though I do not say Dayo. Rabbanu, what do Rabbanu say about this? They say no. Shiva the Shechina Ksiva. The Rabbanu say the same thing as by Miriam also. That if you do something wrong connected to the Shechina, you have to wait 7 days. That we know already. Because the Pasuk says, Tiska Shivas Yamin. It says that when you're Mitzaru and you came Tomei, you have to be put away for 7 days. So it says already the Sinai for the Shechina, you have to be put away 7 days. So the whole Kal V'Chomer is to say 14 days. And still we say, Dayo, no, Miriam doesn't have to go stay away more than 7 days. So you see clearly from the Torah we say the Svar of Dayo, even though it's going against the Kal V'Chomer. For Reb Tafrin says, no, who Tiskor did Dashin and Dayo?
And like Rashi says, the Pasuk just means that without the Svar of Dayo, I would have said she's also for 14 days. So therefore the Pasuk now says, don't put it by 14, believe it by 7. But 7 again is also from the Kal V'Chomer, therefore it's good the Pasuk says Dayoi, where you do not go against the Kal V'Chomer. For the Gemara of Rabban and Siv Kurachrina, the Rabbanu said of Shabbat, there's another Pasuk here. For Tiska Miriam, it says a second time for Tiska Miriam. It comes to teach us that you say Dayoi even though it goes against the whole Kal V'Chomer. For Rav Tafran, Tafran says no, Hahudi Afilu Bialma Dashin and Dayoi. Again, here also just teaches us that you say Dayo all over. Not only here by the Shechina, but all over we say Dayo. But again, when? Only when it's not going against the Kal V'Chomer. When we could use the Kal V'Chomer for something. Just you want to say more, you want to say 14 days, and that we say Dayo tells us only 7 days, not more. But against, if we would know, like here by Chatzinezik, we know without the Kal V'Chomer. So therefore, if you'd say Dayo, there'd be no Kal V'Chomer at all, then we don't say the Svar of Dayo. That's Rav Tafran's Svarah. Therefore, Tafran says that Karen, Rishus HaNizik, is Chayav HaNezik Shalom. Right, the Gemara ends off that V'loy Toma, don't say Hocha, Mishum Kvoyde Shemesha. Maybe you're over here, we say Daya, not to make it 14 days because of the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu. Avo Bial Maloy, maybe all over we don't say the Svar of Daya. Kamash Malon, that's what the second part of the teaching of the Quran of Tafin, that all over also you say the Svar of Daya. Now the Gemara says, O Malaria of Popol Abaya, V'ahai Tana, we have a Tana, D'loi Dorish Dayo, he does not dash in Dayo, V'yafagav D'loi Mifra Kal V'Chomer, even though there's not a Pirch on the Kal V'Chomer, still he doesn't dash in Dayo altogether. Of course, not like the Pesukim we have before. The Tanya will run like this, Kri Bizov Minayin. If a person has two Mezav already, and now he sees Shechva Zerah, Zerah comes out of him. So Minayin, how do we know that this Zerah is like an Avatum, it's Tamei? So where is the dinner really if it's a svara?
Tomei, madach tov b'tor means the spit of a normal person, of a tzaddik person is tohor. Still, tomei, b'tomei, a person that's a zav, his spit, his roik is tomei. If so, tomei b'tor, zera keri, that comes out of a person even though he's tohor, l'maisi it's tomei, zera is called an avatoma. The person becomes tomei, the zera is an avatoma. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svaro? She ye tome b'tome. That for sure, if the person's a zav already, for sure it's a svaro, the carry coming out of him, rather should be tome. The komaisle, and I have the Kal V'Chomer to tell me, bein lamaga, bein lamasa. This Kal V'Chomer tells me that the carry that comes out of a zav has tuma, whether you touch it, or not even if you touch it, just you're carrying it, has both tumas. Now the question is, v'yamai, why? Name a oneness like this, ahani Kal V'Chomer lamaga, true. You're right, you have a Kal V'Chomer to say that a person, the Zav, his carry should be Tomei. But maybe it only goes so far to say that Tumas Samaga, if somebody touches that Zerah, he becomes Tomei. But maybe a Hani Daya, the Svar of Daya should be, Lafuke Masa, to say that Masa, you don't run out. How do you know to say it even have Tumas Masa? So who you see clearly, even though you have a Svar of Daya, this Tana doesn't learn Daya at all. He uses the Kal V'Chomer without the Svar of Daya at all. The chitem, maybe you tell me no, the svar is maybe lamaga, la yitzra kalvachoima. That's what you say if you touch the zera, that you become tamei, that you don't need a kalvachoima for. That's a svara. The legora migavra tor, it's mamish not worse than a person that's tor. A normal person that's tor. When his zavus, when his keri, when his zera comes out of him, that's an avatuma. If somebody touches it, it becomes tamei. So now that the person has tuma zav on him, why should it be worse? Like in Svara, why should that Zavas, why should it be worse at all? You don't need no Kal V'chaimer for that. So therefore the whole Kal V'chaimer is only for Masa. So maybe that's why we don't say Daya, like Rav Tarfin, that where the Daya would slug up the whole Kal V'chaimer, then I don't say Daya. But maybe otherwise he would agree to Daya. Alright, turn over. So Gemara says, no, Itzrich, no, I still need the Kal V'chaimer. Because Sakut Adachim, and I would have thought to say like this, Mikra Lilaksiv, that what has Tumas Keri, what has Tumas Shikva Zer on him, the Torah says Mikra Lilak happened that night Zerah came out. So Misha Keri of Goramloi, only if the reason why you're becoming tummy now is because Zerah came out of your body. Yotza Zev, but a person that's a Zav, Shein Keri of Goramloi. The reason why he's tummy now is not because his Zerah, Shikva Zerah came out of him. The reason why he's tummy is because he's a zav. So therefore, I would have thought to say maybe that his zera that comes out of him doesn't have an avatuma to it. That if somebody else touches it, maybe that person doesn't become tummy. That's what I would have thought to say. Kamash v'lan. That's why I need the svara kal v'chayim to teach me even for tumas maget has kamash v'lan. So the Gemara says, me people for the Gemara know what kind of happening is this. Me people dovrachik sid that the Torah say v'loy dovrachar. In other words, nikrolal doesn't mean that. So could be that the teretz that avada that the zera has tumas maga. Everybody knows that. So that's only the kal v'chaimer. The whole kal v'chaimer is only for tumas masa. So that's why the Tana doesn't know the svar of dayoi, because if you would say dayoi, it would slug up the kal v'chaimer. So this Tana could hold like Rav Tarfon. Now the Gemara says, man Tana, who's the Tana the shamadle that you hear? The yom of the taka says shichva zera sel zav. Mitama b'masa. Who is the Tana Taka that says that the shichva zera comes out of a person to zav? It is has tumas masa. Loi Reb Elezer, loi Reb Yeshua. You should know it's not Reb Elezer, not Reb Yeshua. The Tanan we learn like this: shichva zera shel zav. A person that has tumas zav on him, if shichva zera comes out of his body, halacha is mitama b'maga. If somebody touches that shichva zera, it becomes tamei. But if he ain't mitama b'masa, if somebody just carries it, does not touch it, he's taking that tamei. Divrei Rabbi Elezer, that's what Rabbi Elezer says. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Af metama b'masa. You know whoever picks it up, like you carry the clothing that it's on, you're also tamei. But you know why? Lefi sheyesha b'loy tzechzuch leziva. Because when zera comes out of you and you're a zav, it's not possible that some zavus also comes out of you. And there's a difference between shichva zera, one's lighter and one's thicker. There's a difference between the shichva zera and the zavus. So the reason why he says if a person that's a zav sees shichva zera, the reason why he's tamei is not because the shichva zera by itself is tamei, but only because there has to be some drops of zivus inside it. So what do we see? Adkan loikam Rabbi Yeshua asked the Melishiyev shabloi tzichzuch eziva. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that the shichva zera of a zav is tamei b'masa? Only because there's some drops there of ziva inside it. Holav hachi. But if you would have pure shichva zera, no zivus at all, loy, it would not be tamei. So you see clearly the shichva zera that comes out of a person that has tumas zav on him doesn't have a tumas masa. We don't make this kal v'chaimer, or else we say this for avdayo then. So Moritz says, so who is this Tana then? Elahai Tana was like this Tana, the Tana we learned. Lamalu mehem, above the other ones. Rashi says, Lamalu mishloi sheoves ha-tumas. Tesheretz v'shichva zera v'tamei meis. Those are three of the satumba, a sheretz, a shichva zera, and tamei meis. The tana liel mihanet masis from sechta kelim. Yeah, so it says now lamalu mihem above these three.